You remember that one, Eamon?
I do indeed, Dave.
Christer Berg from of course, well, I think originally from Ireland, wasn't he?
I think he's Argentinian, and then he came to Ireland then, yes.
Because he lives there in Oslo.
He lives in Ireland, yes.
Well, this was the tune that so many folk found very controversial in South Africa, because the devil cheats and wins, and how can that happen? So it was kind of restricted on South African air for a long time, but we're allowed to play these things. We're all grown up now. But we're talking today about that wonderful Harley Davidson competition. It's no secret that already there have been four finalists drawn every end of the week. There's a collection of the entry forms that come in a box, a big box, which is currently in the studio. And this is open to the public to view, and if you happen to be at the Lifestyle Center and in the anywhere near the radio studio, you can wander past and see the proceedings taking place live, so there can be no hint of anything untoward. And we pride ourselves on the fact that this is completely transparent, and whoever has been shopping at Tops at Lifestyle this week and has entered the competition is in the box, it's in the studio, and our engineer Alessandro Braz is standing by to actually draw the winner. Eamon is standing by to make sure it's all above board. Now, what is the... You say we have to check the till slip because...
They must have spent... Customer must have spent 500 rand or more, Dave.
You see, and sometimes maybe people just slip in under the bar, you see.
Yes,
well, we can't have that. There are terms and conditions. One of them is that you must have spent 500 rand or more on your purchase. Another is you've got to be over 18 for obvious reasons. I mean, firstly, if you're not 18, you shouldn't be buying liquor. End of the story.
End of the story, yeah.
And secondly, if you win the Harley, what are you going to do with it, buddy? You can't ride it. So don't be like that. We want to play this thing absolutely by the rules. So, Eamon, how have entries gone this week?
It has been tremendous again this week. It's just unbelievable since the competition has started.
Yeah.
It's just, there's no end to people, the entries that they're putting in every day, week by week. It's just tremendous.
And we've got, this will be finalist number 5 coming out of the box today.
That's correct.
And there's still 5 more weeks.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's, you've got 5 more weeks to join the ranks. Then on the 19th of November... What happens?
On the 19th of November, Dave, we will have all the finalists gathered at Tops. We'll have that big boy outside on display. We may have a little bit of a function going on with all the people that's outside, especially with the finalists that are going to be there.
It's going to be a party for sure.
Then they're all going to be given an envelope with a key. And that key... We'll start that bike.
One of them.
One of those keys.
Let's hope it's not more than one, because, you know, it's happened before. Funnily enough, I actually heard of a competition like this, and no names, no factual, but it happened where they gave 10 finalists keys, and everyone wanted to test, because, I mean, obviously, you've got... So, normally what happens is you test, and somewhere along the line, someone fires up, so those that are still left in the queue, they say, no, well, just that's the luck of the draw. But on this particular occasion, one of those still to test a key said, no, I feel lucky about this key. Let me try it. And he did, and it fired the bike as well.
Oh, goodness gracious.
You know what they did? They gave him a bike as well. Yeah, they did. They honored the deal, so it cost them a little bit extra, but the publicity was huge. So huge, in fact, it was well worth it. I don't think it happened in South Africa like that because, well, you know, you never know. But this is the draw for finalist number 5, and let's get the thing underway. Alessandro is shaking the box, and he's going to now put his hand deep into the till slips. He's looking away even. You see, he plays by the rules, this boy. I taught him everything, you know.
Very good.
He's pulled
a
finalist.
Teacher. Good teacher there, Dave.
And Eamon is now checking to see how the till slip is to the value of?
Yes.
It qualifies.
Qualifies.
Good.
Yes, qualifies. And the 5th finalist who will be joining our order for the last 4 weeks, Dave, is a Mr. or Miss N.J. Joubert.
Mr. or Miss or Ms. Ms. We've got to be very, you know, correct these days. Maybe just, you know, N.J. There it is. It could be anything. N.J. Joubert. Relative of Blokkies Joubert, you know, from back in the day. So N.J. Joubert, congratulations. You are a finalist, and we're holding thumbs for you in the ultimate draw on the 19th of November. We'll see you at Tops at Lifestyle. But remember, if you weren't in the running, or you were in the running and you weren't drawn today, you've still got 5 weeks to get down to Tops at Lifestyle. Go and do a little bit of retail therapy there. They've got marvelous deals on all sorts of wonderful things. And, of course, there's a little wine tasting happening this weekend.
This weekend, Dave, yes. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 2, we're going to be doing the De Morganton Chardonnay.
So
lovely Chardonnay from Stellenbosch.
Don't say you get nothing for nothing. At Tops of Lifestyle, you get a taste of heaven in the form of a lovely splash of wine, just to give you an idea of what you could take home with you. And when you get the taste and you get the desire and you buy the wine, a couple of bottles, you've got a free entry to the Harley competition. And it's a win-win-win-win, just like that. Eamon, thanks so much. We'll catch up again in a week's time. And you, just to give you a taste of what it sounds like to be one of those riders of on the storm, although this is not that tune. It's our theme tune that we've chosen for the competition. An old Steppenwolf classic. It's called Born to be Wild. No matter what age, on a Harley, you look the part.